What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Rob Carson Show. T-minus one day until Friday, and the U.S. economy contracted in the second quarter of 2022, commonly known as a recession. Now, the Democrat Party is saying that even though it has been the definition of, a recession forever, including when they went after George Bush, when Barack Obama got, elected and all that stuff, and it's the economy, stupid and all that. But all of a sudden today, we're not in a recession. This isn't a recession. You don't know a recession. You know what? That'd be like somebody getting out of a swimming pool. Nice summery dip there, and you jump in a swimming pool, you're wearing a swimsuit, and you get out of the water, and you stand there, and you're dripping, and you look at somebody and say, I'm not wet. No, what are you talking about? I'm not wet. What are you doing now? I'm not wet. You know what the definition of wet, honestly, wet means that water... I'm not wet. I am completely not wet. I'm not wet. Joe Biden said it yesterday. We're not in a recession.
And Mr. President, we're getting GDP numbers on Thursday. How worried should Americans be that we could be in a recession?
We're not going to be in a recession.
Yes. You know why we're not going to be in a recession? Because he changed the definition of a recession. But that's about it.
The employment rate is still one of the lowest we've had in history. It's in the 3.6 area. We still find ourselves with people investing. My hope is we go from this rapid growth to steady growth. We'll see some coming down. But I don't think we're going to, God willing, I don't think we're going to see a recession.
Yeah, look at all the other positives that are happening in the economy. You got the highest inflation in 40 years. You got gas prices effectively more than double what they were. Every price going through the ceiling. Utility bills going through the ceiling. I could go on and on and on. But you know what? Honestly, the thing is, a lot of people are getting employed right now. That's a real positive. But here's what Peter Schiff said about all of the jobs that people are taking right now.
But if you actually look at the jobs.
It's Peter Schiff, not Chef. Huh?
Almost all these new jobs were for people who already had jobs. These were people taking second and third jobs because they're struggling to pay the bills. And you have a lot of retirees who are being forced back.
That's a sign of a strong economy.
Back into the workforce.
Working people to death. That's a strong economy.
Because inflation has eviscerated their incomes, and now they have no choice.
Well, and you've got to change the definition of the word eviscerate.
But to go to work. So these are not jobs that people want. These are jobs that people are forced to take because the economy is so weak. Meanwhile, employment is a lagging indicator. I think we're going to see mass layoffs in the third and fourth quarter.
Ooh, I think you're right, too, and I've got evidence.
Of this year, as employers start to react to the reality of inflation by laying off workers.
Yeah, and you know what else? All of the jobs that were created at an artificially high minimum wage of $15 during the COVID pandemic after receiving copious benefits to sit on your ass and the government shut down businesses so you couldn't work. And they gave you lots of benefits to not work. My sister, are you ready for this? My sister, who works at Jacques Penney, it is a fabulous boutique in Sioux Falls, also known as JCPenney. She was paid $48,000 a year to not work. The government, unemployment, the whole deal, $48,000 to not work. So what the hell? Now, my sister loves to work, so she went right back to work. She's not into this. She didn't milk it for all of its worth, but... you know, they were there. That's why people didn't go back to work. So Walmart decided, hey, you know, we'll just pay people $15 an hour. And then Target, hey, we'll pay people $15 an hour. People who have no skills, we will double the minimum wage, which is what the Democrats have been wanting to do for years. They used to say 10-10. They would have been happy with $10.10, but they decided to shoot the moon, go to $15 an hour. So while Target and Walmart could effectively pay $15 an hour, now Walmart's earnings down dramatically last quarter. I mean, really gigantic. And Walmart's on the end of the food chain. That's where people go when you shop for bargains. You go to Walmart. It's a low end of the food chain economically. Proud Walmart shopper. Thank you very much. But Walmart's their earnings are in the toilet. So what's going to happen? Well, all these mom and pops who can't get anyone to work, all these fast food restaurants who can't get anyone to work, they're going to have no choice. They can't raise the wages anymore. So you're going to eventually see, as Walmart, Target, whatnot, I think you're going to see a slip. You're going to see people cut, or you're going to see a cut in wages. I'm not a highfalutin Ivy League economist, but I'm also not stupid. And the reason why I know we're in a recession is because I'm not stupid, like Corinne Jean-Pierre. Here she is being asked about the recession.
Where we are today.
If things are going so great, though, then why is it the White House officials are trying to redefine recession?
No, we're not redefining recession.
If we all understand a recession to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth.
I mean, you literally cannot define a woman. You had to change the definition for that. And now you've got to change the definition for the word recession.
And then you have White House officials come up here to say, no.
We're going to start calling it happy fun time. It's not a recession. It's happy fun time.
What a recession is, it's something else. How is that not redefining recession?
Because that's not the definition. That is not the definition.
Oh, dear God in heaven. It's like arguing with a toddler. I know you are, but what am I?
Said in 2008, of course, economists have a technical definition, which is of a recession, which is two consecutive.
Did he say recession? Peter Doocy, it's happy fun time. Do you want a timeout?
Quarters of negative growth.
I can tell you this.
He said two negative quarters of GDP growth is not the technical.
Have I mentioned lately that I'm a lesbian black woman from another country?
Full definition of.
Does that help?
A recession.
It is not. It is not.
Why did he say that? It
is not. I can speak to what he said yesterday in front of all.
And that sky above us, that's not a sky. That's a hat.
Which is the last thing that you just repeated. There are many factors. There are many factors, economic factors and indicators to consider.
Yeah, and all of them point to sucky.
And I will say that the textbook definition of recession is not two negative quarters of GDP. We have a strong labor market. We have business.
Yeah, everybody's working two or three jobs. That's a strong labor market. Work yourself to death. Kind of reminds me of the 1970s.
Welcome back to Jimmy Carter 2.0.
This is Jim Gossett, by the way.
Welcome back. He's the same bad prez, but his name is Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the names have all changed since Jim was around.
Except for Pelosi.
But the swamp that remains can't be turned around.
And Biden.
Joe's killing off the nation.
Killing off the nation.
Hello to stagflation.
Hello, stagflation.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause brain cells he ain't got. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It cost an arm to fill your car.
And a leg.
Welcome back. Your paycheck's the same and it don't go far. Joe pulled all the troops from Afghanistan. Everything is screwed up, I guess that's his plan. He's an Obama puppet.
Obama puppet.
Let's go tell him to stop it.
Tell him
to stop it. The worst in history, that's why we chant FJB. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You got the vaccination? Or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church.
This comes as a surprise to anybody.
I really
they changed the definition of vaccination. right? I mean, they changed the definition of vaccination. Vaccination used to mean you get the vaccination, you're not going to get the disease. But they changed it. They said, no. Vaccination is for making the symptoms much more mild. You didn't know that? I mean, come on. I mean, what? It never meant that. I mean, I know you've got a smallpox vaccination, and I know you've got a measles and a mumps vaccination, rubella, hell, who knows? Democrats probably have distemper. Anyway, all of those vaccinations, they were never meant to prevent the person from getting the polio vaccination. It's just to make the polio, you know, less severe. Only one of your legs is paralyzed. You know, that's the kind of thing it is. Here's Brian Deese. He's an Obama... No. Well, he's been around forever. He was in Obama's White House, actually. Economic advisor saying that recession ain't recession.
So I just want to make a final note on the definition of recession, which has been an issue that I
know. You know, that is really low, so I'm not going to play it. So I'm going to play somebody else. Let's play Jerome Powell talking about what a recession is. He's our Fed secretary.
So... I do not think the U.S. is currently in a recession.
This is what happens when you put academics and career bureaucrats in power.
And the reason is there are just too many areas of the economy that are performing, too well.
And inflation is way above where it should be at a 40-year high, so yeah.
Of course, I would point to the labor market in particular.
Where people are getting second and third jobs and coming out of retirement to feed themselves so they don't die.
As I mentioned, it's true that growth is slowing, and for reasons that we understand, really the growth was extraordinarily high last year.
Because of, there was that massive spending package, which they decided to double down again. I'm going to get to that. There are people actively wanting to wreck the country, and I'm going to tell you right now, Joe Biden, because of his mental fitness, will not be the president for his entire term. And I seriously wonder if some major changes will happen beyond the midterms as far as turning this ship around, because the American people have had enough of this ship. In fact, they're full of ship.
0.5%. We would have expected growth to slow. There's also more slowing going on now. But if you look at the labor market, you've got growth. I think payroll jobs averaging 450,000 per month.
Yeah. Like I said, you got people who happen to go back and do a couple of jobs. My wife, she works at a hardware store part-time. She works at Ace Hardware to get the discount. You know, hang out, get out of the house. I used to need it desperately, but now not so much anymore. But there's a lot of stuff going on as far as the economy is concerned. I'd love to hear your thoughts at 800-922-6680. You know, honestly, you're just seeing things wrong. You need to change your definition of vision, because honestly, things are really great. And you don't know what the hell you're talking about if you think we're in a recession. And, that chicken that used to cost $1.86 a pound, that the chicken breast at Walmart, it was $1.86 a pound, $1.88. Now it's about $4, $3.69, $4. You know, steak used to be... you can get it on sale for $6.99 a pound. Now it's on sale for like $12.99 a pound, upwards of $21.99 a pound. But otherwise, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Leave it to these guys. They know what they're talking about. Yeah. 800-922-6680. More on this and so much more. This, my friends, is a Thursday edition of The Rob Carson Show.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Sleepy Joe. Joe Biden's been asleep for years.
This has to be a wake-up call and shine a bright spotlight on anything like this behavior anywhere.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
Do you know why I think we're in a recession? Because I'm not stupid. You know why I think the 2020 election was stolen? Because I'm not stupid. You know why I thought Hunter Biden's laptop was real from the get-go? Do you know why I know that Donald Trump didn't collude with Russia? Not stupid. I've got a severe allergy thing going. I don't know what the hell it is. Like if somebody laid 100 cats on top of me or something, which would be my worst nightmare, because I am allergic to cats, and it's going on. But the White House would say, no, you're not experiencing an allergy, you know, just because you're sneezing nonstop and your throat's raspy and your nose is completely bleeped up and there's no allergy there. You're probably got a mild case of, I don't know, who the heck, I am, though, but what the hell? It's weird, and probably global warming. Climate change, I'm sure. It's climate change. Duh. I mean, yes, seasonal allergies used to be kind of a big deal, but it's just climate change, certainly. You know, it's funny. I live in the Kansas City area, and last week it was hot and dry. And everybody was freaking out because, you know, global warming and the climate change and all that. And then in St. Louis, last couple of days, flooding, epic flooding. Which has been, it's known to do it, because I remember back in 1993, I was living in Columbia, Missouri, the big gigantic flood that came through the Midwest, and it flooded where I lived, Columbia, Missouri, some of the towns along the Missouri River, Hartsburg, Harrisburg, Rocheport, whatnot, and it helped bag sand. And the same thing happened in St. Louis in 1993, 29 years ago. And I guess back then, this was, I think, in 1993, Al Gore had said the world would be inexorably changed. You couldn't do anything about it. Climate change is going to end the Earth, I think, by 2000. I think it was by 2000. And then it was like 2012, and now it's like 2030 and whatnot. But, it's weather. It's raining here today and yesterday and the day before. We had 3 days of rain. Feels wonderful because, you know, the grass is getting brown. Which it always does in the summer, late summer, in the Midwest. Unless you got a hell of a... pardon me, I'm just a mess today. Unless you got a hell of a, you know, a sprinkler system. If you've got, like we do, where you go out there and you got that stupid... beep, beep, the arm, you know, the one you ran through as a kid. You know, you got to move that sucker around. And you just eventually, I got screw it. I'll deal with the grass in the spring. In the meantime, we're going to have a brown lawn. But, you're just being lied to and played about everything. And then Joe Manchin is proved that he is there's a word for someone who sells themselves at random for their own expediency, particularly politically. And I think it starts with a WH. It's slang for someone who sells their body for sex. And that's what Joe Manchin is, you know. You give him a little credit. He's like, he says some things about the filibuster. I'm not going to let the filibuster. And then he bends over and takes it, even though he's from West Virginia. Wild and wonderful, where a lot of people there have been put out of business because of this idiotic war on fossil fuel, which is the only thing we have to heat our cities, really, and the only thing we have to run our cars and tractors and boats and tanks and all of that stuff, and then leaf blowers, unless you got one of those stupid electric leaf blowers and lawnmowers, which I don't have. But you're being played. Dear God. And if you don't believe that, right now we are sending billions of dollars to a little bitty country that nobody gives a rat's behind about, that didn't start, nobody cared about in the government, really, until Joe Biden became the president after his son had been on the receiving end of a massive no-show job for a Ukrainian gas company that was corrupt, a country that is ungodly corrupt, one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Right now, we've sent $50 billion over there. We have no idea what the money's being spent on. We have heard that many of the arms that we're sending over there are being sold on the black market, just like the ones, the $85 billion that we left in Afghanistan. And then despite that, our hearts and our prayers are with the Ukrainian people. The Ukrainian people are dying at the hands of Russia, Vladimir Putin. And then yesterday, it's kind of funny, the president, Vladimir Zelensky, and his wife, Olena, found the time to do a Vogue magazine shoot with, what's her name, that the photographer, Annie Lennox, or no, Annie, whatever. Anyway, Annie Lennox, hang for the Olympics. But they went around and they posed in front of like this plane that caught fire because it was this giant Russian cargo plane and they bombed it or something. And they literally went out and they had the fans on to make it look like a model shoot. And the president of this country that is in such dire straits under attack from Russia, Nancy Pelosi, went over and danced around in the courthouse square with a bunch of other politicians. Lindsey Graham went over there, danced around in the public square, even though, you know, they're under siege from Russia. And this jerkweed, he goes and he poses with his wife for a Vogue photo shoot. In the middle of the war. Can you imagine, Winston Churchill? Hey, yeah, listen, hey, Winston, we want to do a photo shoot with you. Oh, Annie Leibovitz is coming. And we want you to stand out by the burnout shell of this London Cathedral caused by the Blitzkrieg. What do you say? You know, I think I'd say bleep off. But you're being played. You're being played on so many ways. And Germany is telling businesses to ban hot water in public buildings because Russia's cutting their gas supply to 20% going into winter. This is going to end well. And then Joe Manchin decides to get on the climate change bandwagon. I've got details on that coming up. Your phone calls are welcome at 800-922-6680. I'm going to go blow my nose because of climate change and be right back. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Somebody call a plumber. It's time to drain the swamp. It's the Rob Carson Show.
And Mr. President, we're getting GDP numbers on Thursday. How worried should Americans be that we could be in a recession?
We're not going to be in a recession, in my view.
And you know why? I know we're in a recession. Yeah, you know. Yeah, not stupid. Just not stupid. Let me just put it in perspective for those who don't understand what's going on. With regard to the left being in power in our country, where everything that's up is down, and everything that's down and up, and everything is this and that, and whatever. Okay. So, the textbook version of a recession is 2 quarters of negative growth. That's it. Always has been. At least, as I don't know, as long as they've been keeping track of it. As long as I've been paying attention. You know. So, but we're told that we're not in a recession. They changed the definition of recession. Now, let me put it in perspective for you. All right, say, for instance, Leah Thomas, the swimmer who was a man until his senior year and then beat a whole bunch of women. And we're gonna hear from one of those women, Riley Gaines, very shortly, about the horror of the assault that women's athletic. And it is akin to an assault. It's like a sexual assault, but it's an assault on your sexuality. So, and really, I absolutely am not being pejorative at all. 100% sexual assault. Not necessarily the, unwanted penetration, but certainly penetration into women's athletics and careers and all of that stuff. But say that Leah Thomas is standing here in all of her glory, and she's standing there naked. And no tucking, none of that. So just right there where Leah Thomas is right now. If Leah Thomas was standing right in front of you, the twig and berries would be there. The man chest would be there. All of that, longer hair, you know. And you would look at that and you would say, well, you know, there are two signs that's a man. All right, kind of like the 2 quarters of negative growth. It's like, well, I see a penis and testicles. Generally, penis and testicles means that this is a man. But no. If Corinne Jean-Pierre was answering the question, and Peter Ducey standing there. So that person right there has a penis and testicles. That's two signs of being a man. Now, KJP and others have said, oh, yeah, you know, those are traditionally the signs of a recession. There's a lot of other stuff going on. There's wage growth, or not wage growth. There's job numbers are increasing because people have to work 2 or 3 jobs and come out of retirement. But there's a lot of, and that's good. And then that's about all, really. But you know, clearly there's not a recession because it'd be like saying, well, I realize that he's got a penis and testicles, but look at the long hair. So, not a man. and penis and testicles identifies as a woman. So, not a man, you know. Two quarters of negative growth, high inflation, 40-year high. That is not a recession. That is a economic boom. It's an economic boom. So basically, the two quarters of negative growth are the penis and testicles of the Biden economy, and the rest means that it's not a recession. It's an economic boom. Just remember that if you're having a debate with some friends today, and they say, you know, we're not in a recession, and you're like, you know, you're right. Joe Biden's economy has a penis and testicles. Just say that. Just, you know, and then they just say, can I have some more bread? Just throw that out there and say, can I have some more? Can I have some more bread? Just, you know, the penis and the testicles and the bread and all that. Here's and this is another thing also, by the way. Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday said that despite the fact that polling, and I mean, this is like really, 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 really bad. 75% of Democrats don't want Joe Biden to run again. 75% of Democrats and left-leaning voters want to see someone other than President Joe Biden run for president in 2024. And here's what Karine Jean-Pierre, I think he's actually, Joe Biden has got the penis and testicles of dementia.
Also, there's a new poll showing that 75%.
Boy, that is a just, I'm sorry. Erase.
...of Democratic voters want the party to nominate someone other than Joe Biden as the nominee. What does the president make of that dynamic?
I mean, we're not worried about polls. The president has said, has been clear that he intends to run, but we are...
You guys are as good as pole dancing as Hunter Biden's ex-girlfriend.
So far away
pole dancing.
From that time, you know, even being close to be thinking about that. But what I can say is we're going to continue to do the work that I just laid out that the president is doing, lowering costs. We are...
What? Lowering the cost of what? Child sex labor? I'm thinking that's the only thing really that has come down in prices. Probably being able to hire a child prostitute at a strip mall massage parlor in America.
You saw the president's statement on chips. That is a great step forward.
Oh, yeah. Give a company a bunch of money so Congress can make a lot of money.
To investing in manufacturing, to
spend more money, which got us into this mess in the first place, but they're going to double down on that.
With our national security, to lowering cost for Americans. There's the reconciliation bill that's going to help.
Which, you know, is, again, about $600 billion we can't afford to spend. Tom Cotton is saying it is the longest suicide note in American economic history.
Lower cost. There are definitely plans that we're going to continue.
You know, I think we're all kind of done with it, to be quite honest. I think we're pretty darn well done with it. And you know why 75% of Democrats don't want Joe Biden to run for president? You know why? Well, here's just a small sample of an 11-minute speech he gave the other day where he was very droopy-eyed and almost drunk. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, his eyes opened up and stayed wide awake, no blinking, for 47 seconds, almost like he'd been juiced on some sort of meds because he has dementia.
My plan supports...
You know why I believe that? Because I'm not stupid.
Basic idea. Those who have served their time should qualify not only for Pell Grants to earn a degree, but get access to good jobs, training, affordable housing, food and medical benefits. All of these steps will reduce crime and prevent crime from happening in the first place.
Burp.
And my Safer American plan...
Oh, there he is. He's all of a sudden better.
My plan supports...
Oh, try it again. Hold on.
And my Safer American plan is part of my administration's relentless effort...
More awake, but still drunk.
...to invest and empower black communities to be architects of their own future. We made record investments of more than $5 billion.
Okay, first of all, the Great Society, which has cost trillions of dollars, was supposed to do the same thing. It just happened a few years before you became a senator, which was in 1973. And thus far, the murder rate in black communities is 13 times the national average. Poverty has gone up. 40 to 60% of inner city pregnancies result in abortion. And when those babies are born, generally they're to fatherless households to the tune of about 85%. But other than that, please listen to the Democrats, people of color. 55 years later, after the Great Society, they're going to get her this time. Yes, sirree, bobber. They are going to get her right now. Woo-hoo! As Germany turns off hot water in public buildings. Lights switched off at night on major buildings like museums and town halls. Well, that's wasteful anyway. Come on, man. Come on, man. Germans told to expect higher electricity bills and sweeping gas rationing. Rationing! Yeah. The move is a response to Vladimir Putin's gas squeeze, which Joe Biden does every morning, which has Europe panicking. Not much of a squeeze anymore. It's kind of loosened up a little. Russian state energy giant Gazprom cut gas supplies to Germany to 20%. So probably a real good chance some old people are going to freeze to death in Germany. Man, these people are brilliant. Steve Forbes says the misguided Federal Reserve thinks putting people out of work by crippling the economy will rescue America. They're just speeding our return to the dark days of the 1970s and stagflation. Well, we're already there. He wrote a book called Inflation, What It Is, Why It's Bad, and How to Fix It. They'll change the definition of inflation next, by the way. They changed the, you know, they changed the penis and testicles on recession. Federal Reserve has hiked its benchmark interest rates by 0.75 percentage point. That's going to about $200 a month on your house payment, depending on the size of your house. The Fed's action will do nothing to stop American from slipping back into the dark stagflation days of the 1970s. The Fed believes its role in fighting inflation is to raise interest rates. That's the only trick they have. That's it. I mean, it's like watching a magician. The only thing he does is the rabbit in the hat. That's it. Right? Depressing the economy, stopping people from buying the goods and services they need at a time when the nation is already teetering on the brink of recession. So you live with less while Washington, D.C. spins like it's going out of style. Happens this way every damn time. Every damn time. Chuck Schumer and Joe Manchin announced on Wednesday they have struck a deal on a reconciliation package that would aim to combat climate change, which is a joke. It's a lie. It's a shakedown. It's a put on. Did you just hear about Germany? Extend Obamacare subsidies. I thought that was taken care of. The reconciliation package, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. By the way, your spending previously caused the inflation that we have right now and the pain. They're going to double down on it. These are what gigantic flaming bleep holes these people are. Addressing record inflation by paying down our national debt. Really, lowering energy costs, lowering health care costs. Been promising that for 50 years. They said the bill will lower deficits by $300 billion over 10 years. When the hell has that happened? Never. Spend $369 billion on climate change programs and extend enhanced Affordable Care Act subsidies for 3 years. The legislation's going to kill American industry with a 15% minimum corporate tax that is estimated to raise $313 billion. What it'll do is it'll be passed on to you and me and the big corporations to just lay off people. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon floated increasing IRS audits to pay for the enhanced Obamacare subsidies contained in a potential reconciliation packages. So on top of all the other indignities that you suffer, they're going to sick the frickin' IRS on you. They're going to weaponize the IRS like they have the FBI with Donald Trump and others. Unbelievable. Of course, incentives, they're going to be producing semiconductors because you know you can't get a car because there's no, you know, chips. And rather than American industry coming up with a solution, they're just going to throw $280 billion to boost domestic semiconductor chip manufacturing and high-tech research. This is what the private sector does. This is why you have Apple. The government didn't do it. Republicans staring into the Manchin deal, giant tax hikes, kill American jobs, $369 billion on climate, $433 billion in new spending. This is a slap in your face for all the suffering that you have been through in the last 2 years. These people are slapping you right across your face with blowing up the government even more. More for their cronies, more for their donors, and precisely, D word for you, D word for Richard, for you, as you work two or three jobs, as you come back from retirement to work. Unbelievable. Wow. Coming up, I normally don't quote other talk show hosts, but Glenn Beck kind of echoed some things I said yesterday about where we are as a country, and I don't believe that Democrat leadership is going to last until 2024. Obviously, things are going to happen in November, but if this continues to happen, the country can't survive it to 2024. So if you want to chime in, 800-922-6680, let's take a break. This is the Rob Carson Show.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
I would imagine the German foreign exchange student business will go through the ceiling this winter as Germany is getting cut to 20% capacity on its natural gas because, you know, they didn't listen to Donald Trump and they said, no, we could trust Russia. We're fine. Plus, we also got rid of our coal plants and we got rid of our nuclear plants. Might as well. Pardon me. I'm having an allergy. I don't know what the hell is going on. But anyway, if I sniffle, I apologize. It is not my intent to offend. 75% of American Democrats say that Joe Biden should not run for president. Do you know why? It's because America knows this man is not well. And until we're adult enough to realize, no, we all realize it. Until those in leadership go, you know what, let's just grow the hell up and admit that the president of the United States has a disease that is common with people his age and more so with people who had brain surgery. And, you know, I think that we should celebrate his life by letting him retire quietly to Delaware. But they're not going to do that. They're just going to keep telling you, no, there's nothing to see there. You know, Leah Thomas has got a penis and testicles, but she's got long hair and she identifies as a woman, so that makes her a woman. So there you go. Let's go to Marie in Michigan. Hello, Marie. How are you? And welcome to the Rob Carson Show. Hello, Marie. How are you? All right. I guess Marie is not there, so we won't go to Marie. Sean in Live Oak. Let's go to Sean in Live Oak. Hello there, Sean. How you doing, buddy? Welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Fine. Yourself?
I'm glorious.
Yeah, and I saw something on YouTube and it's called The Climate Hustle, and it also,
yes,
it's also on Rumble in case YouTube takes it down.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's always been a big joke, Sean. It's like people who predict the end of the earth. You know the one thing they have in common? Al Gore, all these people who predicted the end of the earth by now, you know the one thing that all those predictions have in common? They didn't come true. I don't know if you knew this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the other thing is... Speaking of Al Gore,
yes,
and all his predictions that haven't come true, it's either he's delusional or he's lying.
Of course he's lying.
Well, I don't think he's competent to not lie. I think people that are delusional want everybody else to share in their delusion.
Well, but he's smart enough to become a billionaire off of it. He's smart enough to be a billionaire off the shakedown, off the put-on. Do you think most cocaine lords actually take the cocaine? No, they probably just sell it. They want to keep a clear mind. They want to make you experience that. They don't bother with it. That's kind of where, you know, I guess that's probably a pretty good analogy, is that Al Gore is like a drug lord. He never takes his own stuff, but he doles it out no matter how dangerous it is to everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Sean, thanks for the phone call, bro. I do appreciate it. How will the 0.75% increase in the interest rate yesterday, which is nothing, right? It's only 0.75%. Unless you have a $400,000 mortgage, then that's going to be, a mortgage rate You know, for a $400,000 home with a $10,000 down payment with the current interest rate, about a $2,858 mortgage payment. Almost $3,000 to live in a $400,000 house. There you go. That's kind of nice. The typical mortgage payment costs will cost more than $200 more than last month. I can't wait to get a text from my wife. Last week we got one. On Monday, she texted me and said, bleep-a-bleep-a-bleep, our electricity bill went to $433. Last year it was $233. I have a feeling when she makes the payment this month for the mortgage, there's going to be some bleepity-bleeps in that. There are going to be some bleepity-bleeps, you know. All right, so we've got a bunch more to do on this. We're going to move into trans madness. We are going to move into, the swimmer in the University of Kentucky who tied Leah Thomas, and Leah got the trophy, and they told her she would get it in the mail. We're going to have audio from that, among other things. Your calls are welcome at 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson for Gold Co. The last time the economy looked like this, the stock market tanked 50%. The U.S. dollar lost 46% of its value, and the price of oil quadrupled. Yet, while the U.S. economy collapsed and inflation ran through the roof, the price of gold shot up 1,300%, and silver rocketed over 2,400%. So, if history repeats itself, we could see it happen again. Can you afford to miss what could be the biggest gold and silver boom of our generation? That's why I want you to visit goldco.com/Rob Carson. goldco.com/Rob Carson, because when you do, you'll not only get the chance to protect your retirement savings with gold and silver. As one of my listeners, you could get $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. This is a rare opportunity, so don't miss out. Visit goldco.com/Rob Carson. goldco.com/Rob Carson. Don't miss what could be the best opportunity to protect your retirement savings. goldco.com/Rob Carson.
Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
It is Rob Carson Show. And if you believe the haters, we're in a recession. Actually, if you believe the textbook definition of two quarters of negative economic growth, then we're in a recession. But the Biden administration and the Democrat left in this country say, despite those two indications that point 100% to recession, it's not happening. It's not happening. And also, they've also said that two other indicators of being a man, penis and testicles. Doesn't mean you're a man. The two things that might make you a woman, ovaries and a uterus, doesn't make you a woman. So why does it surprise you that they would say, oh, yeah, two quarters of economic growth, negative growth, that's not a recession. That's a woman in a swimsuit there racing against women and beating them in a 500 meter by 38 seconds. It's a woman. It's a woman. You know, let's do a little palate cleanser, shall we? Let's do a palate cleanser. We live in a country where, you know, we've got a president of the United States who is clearly mentally addled. He has clearly been compromised. We have a laptop that was dropped off in a crack-fueled stupor by a whoremonger, crack addict, son of the president, whose family has sold access to the senator, then vice president, and then president for 30 years, enriching the family to the tune of Joe Biden being able to afford three houses worth in excess of $10 million on a senator's salary and then a vice president's salary. And we're all told, don't pay no attention to that. And we're told to say, the FBI, by the way, the FBI apparently hid the negative consequences of Hunter Biden's laptop, even though everybody knew how damaging it was. And the FBI had it in 2019. So our DOJ is incredibly corrupt. Our FBI, incredibly corrupt. IRS, incredibly corrupt. Presidency, vice presidency, houses of Congress, where people, one congresswoman yesterday has $25 million NVIDIA chip stock. And they just gave the chip manufacturers $52 billion. Jim Gossett put this together. This is Chuck Grassley on Hunter's laptop. I haven't heard this yet. I'm just going to play it because I trust him. And he's absolutely awesome. Hold on a second. Here it is. Okay, it's not going to play. Let's try and download it first. There we go. Let's try it now.
I'm Chuck Grassley, and I'm mad at the FBI. How they cover up for Hunter Biden and the big guy. On Hunter's laptop, it's clear to see. He should be in jail and never set free.
I agree.
On Hunter's laptop is all the evidence. On Hunter's laptop, and it is immense. On Hunter's laptop, you'd have to be dense. On Hunter's laptop, hey, I'm no Mike Pence. On Hunter's laptop,
laptop. I like this.
Hunter gets a pass. Deep State Christopher Ray. Whistleblowers Chris and the FBI silence every day. Under indictment, Hunter should be right next to Joe in cell block 3.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Under indictment, along with Joe. Under indictment. Jail he should go. On Hunter's laptop is all you need to know. On Hunter's laptop, I'll never let it go. On Hunter's laptop,
laptop. There you go. Jim Gossett put that together. Two S's and two T's. Let me just give you an inside scoop. This morning before the show, I'm going through the show prep, and I'm usually in the studio about 6 hours earlier. And I said, you know, how about Under the Boardwalk to in Hunter's laptop? And I shot that to Jim Gossett, and Jim Gossett is a freaking genius. And he put that together literally during the first hour of the show. Unbelievable. If you want to see him live, by the way, Saturday, August 27th, 3070 Windward Plaza in Alpharetta, Georgia. It's in Atlanta, by the way. He's going to be on stage. He's been doing a stage show for a number of years. Here's a number if you want to buy tickets. Are you ready? And this isn't a paid endorsement. It's just, if you want to go see him, go see him. 678-829-SHOW. 678-829-SHOW. Now, one of these days, I'm going to be on stage with Jim. I don't know if I'll make it down for this one. But Jim Gossett lies. And he'll do the parodies and he'll do the impressions, all the people he does. 678-829 show. If you want to go see the show. Yeah, yeah. A little bit of good news this morning, I guess. Nancy Pelosi has dropped the assault weapons bill that they were going to try and pass. So-called assault weapon ban that passed the House of Representatives last week. Some people saying purely political move to appease the base after the terrible mass shootings of Buffalo, Uvalde, and Highland Park. You're right. Yeah, to some degree. You are right. It's also a trial balloon. They float these every once in a while to see where the public sentiment is. And what they're getting in return is 20 million people who own AR-15 saying, come and get it. I dare ya. Okay? Everyone in Washington knew there was no chance it would pass the closely divided Senate. It was supposed to be voted on in the House this week just to jet up the liberal base before the midterms. Again, yes, 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 yes. But Nancy Pelosi pulled the bill off the floor yesterday. This after ATF agents went to homes in Delaware. At least one guy, they went because he bought several guns. And they said, just show them to us and we'll leave you alone. And he showed him one of the guns and then he sent the Ring video to other people. And then there was a sheriff's department in central Missouri near Columbia that the FBI said, we need all the records on concealed carriers in your county, in Boone County, in the middle of Missouri. And the sheriff said, suck it. So, you know, little trial balloons, little pokes, little bit about it. Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right, I'll back off your porch now. Glenn Beck has been in the business for a while. He started early. I think he was discovered at age 37, like Rush Limbaugh was. Went syndicated in 2001. I was a little late coming to the party. But you know, we share some of the same sentiments. And yesterday I talked about how, with all of the things that are going on, with the nonsense that's happening in the country, with now the Congress passing $600 billion in more spending, doubling down on the new Green Deal and all this, and screwing you in a time that you're most vulnerable. That's usually called an assault. Here's Glenn Beck yesterday talking about the state of the country, and you may have heard some of this echoed in my show yesterday first.
We're standing in the threshold. One more step, and I think we're in big trouble, and the world is going to change, and we have to be prepared for it, and we have to be willing to stand up.
Now, Glenn's been saying that for years. He has. And, you know, some people, oh, he's just being paranoid. Oh, no, it's crystal clear now. It's crystal clear that Washington, D.C., by and large, is not on our side. They're there to enrich themselves. They're there to enrich their cronies. They're there to launder money through places like Ukraine. They live high on the hog, and they want you to live low on the hog or have no hog at all.
But the center won't hold anymore. When you have four-year-olds shooting at police, when you have six-year-olds beating on police officers, when you have a guy who tried to stab a candidate in New York, who failed in his attempt to assassinate that guy.
When in New York City, a 16-year-old can beat the hell out of and strangle a police officer and be out of jail the next day, 2 weeks after an armed robbery, there's going to be some change.
That they take him to jail and the judge releases him that night on his own recognizance, we're in a different league.
We are. We're in a different place than we've ever been. As long as I've been alive, and I've been around for 56 years, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Glenn Beck on the old gun-grabbing thing when they're trying to pass the gun ban that didn't go very well.
When you have the FBI going door-to-door, as they are in Delaware, and as they are threatening to do to the sheriffs in Missouri, demanding that they see your gun or demanding that they get all of the names of people that have a concealed carry permit, you are in a different world.
Here's one of the ATF agents visiting the guy on his porch in Delaware after buying seven guns this year, ostensibly checking for straw purchases, not legal, by the way. He wasn't doing straw purchasing for anybody. He was buying weapons that he wanted to buy. And this ATF agent just decided to walk up on his porch without a warrant and say, "Let me see those guns."
Sir. Yeah. Okay, that's all I'm doing is verifying that you have it. You got two different purchases. Okay. If you have them, I'm out of here. That's how quick it is. Yeah.
It's just quick and easy. It's kind of like a shot you don't need.
You have them with you by any chance? If you can unload them and bring them out, or you can go out to your...
No, you know what I'm going to say to you, Mr. ATF agent? Bleep the bleep off.
Before you're here.
And get the bleep off my bleeping porch. You bleep.
Check them out by number, serial number, and we're out of here.
Like this?
Yep.
They have two guys in body armor, one standing threatening in the yard with his sidearm on and his hands like up like he's got invisible bib overalls on, like, "Boy, you better give me a gun, boy. You better show it at you. You're going to be in trouble."
The reason we're out here is we're obviously gun violence has been an uptick, so we want to make sure.
Gun violence has been on an uptick. Well, not on a porch in Delaware.
I mean, a lot of issues with straw purchases. One of the things that we get is somebody makes it a large gun purchase.
Yeah, he bought seven guns, and it's none of your bleeping business what guns he bought. Now get off my porch. If this ever happens to you, you say, "Get off my porch," and then call your friends, call the authorities, call someone, because it's unconstitutional. A little bit more on the climate emergency, why alarm bells are going off right now with regard to the president saying suddenly out of nowhere we're in a climate emergency. I'll get to that. 800-922-6680. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show.
The SS Titanic is going down, and there's no room on the door for Democrats. It's the Rob Carson Show.
When you have a president saying he is going to issue an emergency order and declare a national emergency on climate, of all things, you're about to lose your republic.
100%. Our government is ruling against the will of the American people. It has been for a while. They did our level best to destroy us. Pardon me, the allergy is driving me nuts. I'm allergic to stupid. That's it. I'm just allergic to stupid. And today, the stupid is so strong. It's got, I mean, literally, I want to claw my eyeballs out and take antihistamines because the stupid is just thick. It's like ragweed blowing in the breeze. The stupid. The stupid from people like Joe Manchin and Adam Schiff. I told you you couldn't go to church 2 years ago. They told you you couldn't go to work. They told you you had to close down your business. Many of you still have closed down businesses. They told your kids they couldn't go to school. Your kids are suffering now. Suicide attempts up 45%, cutting up dramatically. And now obesity. Trust these people. Seriously. No, everything's good. Everything's good. Let them keep doing what they're doing. Because look how we are right now. Everything's great. Yeah. And here's Glenn Beck finally. This is Glenn Beck talking about Joe Biden acting without Congress on things like climate change.
The only state of emergency that needs to be declared right now is the state of emergency that we have with our own federal government.
Amen.
And this president. Because the presidency is way out of control. No matter what party the president is from, when they say any version, well, since Congress won't act, I will. That should have alarm bells going off in every single person. I don't care if Donald Trump said it, Ronald Reagan said it. When they say, if Congress will not act, I will. That is a direct violation of the president's oath of office.
And it's also unconstitutional. Because you need the congressional, the legislative, the judicial, and the executive branch. And when the executive branch says, I'll cancel out the other two, that's called a dictatorship. Mm-hmm. Jack in Ellicott City. Hello there, Jack, and welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's up?
Hey, good to talk to you. Hey, yeah. I just wanted to make a comment. Yeah. And it seems to me that about, I don't know, a year, year and a half ago, Joe Manchin's wife was hired by the Biden administration in some little fluky job that I'm sure pays a bunch of money. And now it seems like a year and a half later, Manchin is getting his payback or something by going along.
Jack, I know what you're talking about. Last year, the Joe Biden's wife somehow, and I'll have to look it up again, but I remember there was about $1 billion federal dollars coming to an agency she was essentially in charge of. So Joe Manchin is every bit a whore monger as Hunter Biden. Joe Biden is, or Joe Manchin is that the aforementioned WH word. And, you know, he come along and we I thank him for, you know, not to getting rid of the filibuster, you know, because he knows that he'll come back and bite the Democrats in the rear end after November. But he is just as much a sellout as he ever has been, to be quite honest. And then, you know, they want to make us into Sri Lanka. They want to make us into the Netherlands. They want to make us into Germany. And I got to tell you, honestly, Jack, we can't make it to 2024 with this ruling class doing what they're doing to us, and it has to stop. And if it means us stopping everything, saying no, shutting this sucker down, then that's what we're going to have to do. Go ahead.
I agree 100% with everything you're saying. Is Manchin up for a re-election this year or not?
No, I don't believe he is. I don't believe he is.
So. Yeah, because I don't understand, you know, his philosophy. You know, he's got. He's a senator in the poorest state in the country, and he's absolutely sticking it to him.
Yeah, but you know what? Joe Manchin isn't poor. He's part of the ruling class, bro. He's part of the ruling class. Don't you know you get the crumbs, Jack? You get the crumbs, dude. They get the prime rib. You get the crumbs.
Let me tell you something. I'm 71, and I'm working a part-time job to pay bills.
Yeah, you're part of that that booming jobs market there at 71 years old going back to work.
You see these bums sitting on the street corner panhandling, and I give them a piece of my mind. So,
all right, my brother. Have a glorious day. Thanks for the phone call. Real quick, Barbara in Baltimore. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing real good. And I'm,
yeah, what's up?
I'm so glad you're hitting on Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, on top of his salary of $174,000, Joe Manchin yearly takes home $700,000, and his estimated net worth is $8 million. So, yes, yeah, he is a part of the ruling class. And, you know, because his business, he founded a company, you know, Dad, they're in the coal business. So you would think that he would be more blue-collar. But Joe Manchin played the Republican. They are so weak, they always get played. Joe Manchin would have been up for re-election, but nobody primaried him. Nobody, the Democrat Party primaried him, but more importantly, the Republicans didn't come out with a strong candidate for him. They accept the fact that he goes with them sometime to go along to get along. See, that's that go along to get along crew, just like what we have here in Maryland.
And now, what I told now, Barbara, what I said is, I said we are in a pre-revolutionary, French revolutionary stance, not meaning a violent revolution. No. I'm just saying right now we have, and literally for the last forever, a ruling class and a proletariat. You and I are the proletariat. We get the crumbs. They live on, they are the CEOs. They are the board of directors at a $5 trillion company, and they get to spend the money that you send them. That's why it's so powerful. And you know what happened in the French Revolution? Well, you know, there was a proletariat, and there was the upper class, and then there was a prison in Paris, and it was called the Bastille. And oddly enough, we have a Bastille in Washington D.C. full of political prisoners. And Barbara, I hate to tell you this, it didn't end well for France. You know, figurative hell's heads need to roll. I mean, figuratively, but they got to roll. Second hour of the show, or the second half of the show coming up. Kelly Warren is on deck. Stick around.
It's time to make common sense common again. It's the Rob Carson Show.
When you have...
Oh, that's not what I'm looking for. This is the audio that I am looking for. Hold on one second. I find it. You know, they hate it when you got a face plant here. Dr. Kelly Ward. Here is Dr. Kelly Ward, the audio I wanted to play.
There's a lot of people that think that this is Republican versus Democrat. It certainly is not just Republican versus Democrat.
Nope.
It is liberty and freedom versus tyranny and authoritarianism. We see it every single day.
Thank you very much. That is Dr. Kelly Ward, who joins us on the Newsmax hotline right now. And I would like to say, first of all, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it so much. I'm right now poll observing, so I'm keeping one eye on the poll and the rest of my brain with you guys.
Yeah, well, I noticed, by the way, it looks like Carrie Lake is ahead, double-digit lead over her Rhino challenger in the state of Arizona. How is that looking? I saw this yesterday. It's very promising. I hope she goes in there and cleans house, because I think that's what people in Arizona want. They want her to go in and raise some hell and get some people fired and possibly thrown in jail. What do you think?
Yes, every poll is showing that Carrie is up. Most are showing she's up by double digits. The only poll that's come out showing that that anywhere close is a pollster from Governor Ducey's office, in fact, showing that they're neck and neck. But, you know, I don't know. When you look at the compilation of polls, she's way ahead. And I think that she will be a governor who gives Ron DeSantis a run for his money in terms of being the most conservative governor in this country, that she will put into place border security. She says on day one, she's declaring an invasion at our border. And I trust that that is what she is going to do. Her opponent says she has a 6-point border plan, and the governor right now is supporting her. I don't know why they don't put that plan into action right now if it's so great. Yeah. He could just implement it. Instead, they want to use it for political gain. I don't trust that anything would actually get done, because the establishment side of the party certainly is coalescing behind Carrie Lake's opponent. When you see Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson and Mike Pence, to be honest, along with Governor Doug Ducey, coming in behind a candidate who's never, I mean, her family's been political. She's the wife of a multimillionaire billionaire.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of seeing people buy our elections. I want to see people who are of the people, for the people, by the people. That's the kind of government I want, and I think that's what the people of Arizona want.
I think do too. And the comments that I played for you, say to me that there is a reason why 85% of the people in this country feel like the country is going the wrong direction, because it is about tyranny versus freedom. And this means that we can come together, we can coalesce against Joe Biden. He promised he was going to bring us together. Well, guess what? He did. He's brought us together to fight this nonsense. I want to ask you real quick, of all the indignities that we suffered in the last year and a half, the Afghan withdrawal, COVID restrictions, business shutdowns, all of this. You've also got gigantic spending package, $369 billion on climate, $433 billion in new spending. This, as Americans are suffering under a recession officially, that the Democrats are trying to change the definition of it. Do you believe that some of those people on the liberal side of the spectrum are going to vote for Carrie Lake? Because I think they will.
I agree. I think wholeheartedly they will vote for Carrie Lake. I think that the establishment on the Republican side has seriously underestimated the people and their angst over what's going on. I also think that the Democrats have woken up. And here in Arizona, the person running on the Democrat side is a twice convicted racist.
Racist.
She has had to pay out about $2 million to a young black woman who worked in the legislature when I was there for discrimination. She's called Trump supporters and Trump himself neo-Nazis. She's unfit to serve, and Carrie Lake is going to take her lunch. And we are going to have the best governor in the United States here in Arizona.
Now, I mentioned 85% of us feel the country is going the wrong direction. 83%, according to Rasmussen, of Americans are concerned about election integrity. Huh, that's weird, because if I'm not mistaken there, Dr. Kelly Ward, we've been saying that there was some major shenanigans, if not outright theft, of the 2020 election. And everybody's been saying it's a big lie. And I've been saying, you know why I think the election was stolen? Because I'm not stupid. So this would say to me that a lot of people, A, are really disappointed with the direction of the country, B, beyond disappointed with Joe Biden, and finally admitting, hey, maybe they didn't vote for him.
Yes, and I wrote a whole book about what happened in 2020 here in Arizona called Justified. People can read it, kellyward.com, Kelly with an I, because I care about the people. But people are very, very concerned about election integrity. I'm disappointed in some of the Republicans that were in the legislature, people like Rusty Bowers, people like Michelle Eugenides-Rita, people like Paul Boyer, who killed every election integrity effort that we made here in our state to restore voter confidence. We've got to get a better legislature in place also in November. So when they take office in January of 2023, this state can really take off, and that our people can have confidence that the vote that they cast is the vote that is counted, and only legal ballots are counted in any of our elections.
Let me ask you this, because I'm one of the few talk show hosts who will say that I really, truly believe the 2020 election was stolen. I also believe that Hunter Biden's laptop was real, and there's no way on God's green earth that Russia would have wanted Donald Trump in the White House when they had already bought and paid for Hillary Clinton. It's all nonsense. It's all BS. It's all a shakedown. It's all a put on. But we were told that what we believe is misinformation or disinformation, which is a term coined by Joseph Stalin in 1923. His Department of Disinformation sent millions of people to their deaths for it stuns me that the Democrat Party is so audacious. They'd literally take his language. But let me ask you this about labeling things disinformation and misinformation, and everything that you and I believe in has been tarred like that by the mainstream media, big social media, and the Democrat Party and many rhinos. What is your response to those who have told us that what we say is false, even though we have a constitutionally guaranteed right to have an opinion about it?
I tell them that they need to pound sand. We are not going to give up on exposing the propaganda that has been placed before us by the media, the fake news. Donald Trump exposed the fake news, and that's one of the reasons they hate him so much, as well as the spinsters that are in the government itself. When you see what's going on with the FBI,
yes.
And you see whistleblowers coming forward saying that the FBI is using this as Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's personal protection squad rather than protecting the interests of the United States and the people, we've got a big problem on our hands. There are Marxists, there are communists, there are socialists that are inside our government that are trying to take down this great American republic. It's not going to happen on my watch. I'm a target of these people. I'm a target of the J6 non-select committee. I'm a target of the DOJ. But I can't, I have got to make those sacrifices that are necessary to save this country for my kids, for my one grandchild and future grandchildren that are coming, and for all of us and our futures and our posterity. Those sacrifices have to be made. Too few people are willing to make them, Rob. You are one, I am one, and I'm sure that most of the people listening are willing to make those sacrifices as well. Know that it's not easy on any of us. Yeah. It is very difficult. It is very trying. It is very stressful. But I operate my life on faith, not fear. I believe that, and I know that God is in control, and I know that I am fighting for what's right, and I hope people will stand right here beside me or behind me. I don't care. I'll protect you. But we have got to fight with every breath that we have to save this great American exceptional nation.
Yeah. Now, where are things going as far as Arizona with regard to the 2020 election, the continued investigation? The only place you'll ever read about it is Gateway Pundit, by the way. You'll never hear anything about it in the mainstream media, but there are some things going on. What have you learned in a nutshell about what happened in 2020, and what are you doing to prevent that from happening again?
Right. Well, we do have an election integrity army on the ground with eyes on the process. So people can go there and join. If you're in Arizona, azelectionprotection.com, sign up. Yes. We will put you to work. If you're not at work during the primaries, we'll put you to work during the general. Because having eyes on the process actually deters a lot of the shenanigans that happen. Maricopa County is still doing their crap. I'm just going to put it how it is. Their
Please
crap.
Do.
They've got special pens that people have to use. They're trying to do voter interference, election interference, by telling people if they're using their own pen that somehow that's wrong. People can use their own pen. If they don't trust the pen, use your own pen. There's no law saying that Stephen Richer in the Maricopa Board of Supervisors can tell you what pen to use. They've made it very, very difficult. They've infected some of the rural areas. So some of these rural recorders and elections departments are doing things like saying, we can't have election observers because there's just not enough space. And so they're keeping people out. And that's in this conservative state.
Wow.
Come 2023, when we have a better legislature, an awesome governor, an amazing attorney general who's going to go on offense, you're going to see a completely changed Arizona, changed for the better, changed for America.
Well, I think there's some really good things happening. You've got Ron DeSantis, Carrie Lake in Arizona would be epic. Part of the other trifecta would be Doug Mastriano of Pennsylvania, Dan Cox in Maryland. If those three dominoes fall, holy hell, there is going to be a bellwether shift in the country toward constitutional principles and just bringing us together to enjoy freedom. How about this? You know, I don't know if you knew this, Kelly. I was adopted and I found out my mother was sexually assaulted. And the Democrats were certain that Roe v. Wade was going to set the country on fire, that repealing Roe v. Wade is going to set the country on fire. Well, guess what? You could just go to another state and get your abortion. It's kind of like what they've done in, you know, New York. If you ever wanted to conceal carry, you literally had to move to another state so you could protect yourself. With abortion, all you have to do, you got to go to another state to where the laws are lax, or, you know, abide by the early rules of abortion in your state if it's available. It's all nonsense. What's going to happen if Carrie Lake becomes the governor? What's the first thing that she's going to do? Because I know that people are going to want payback for all of the BS.
I like to say when she becomes the governor,
yep,
she's
me too.
Going to declare me an too. Invasion at our border.
Love it.
We are going to do in Arizona everything possible to stop that invasion from happening in this state, which will help the other 49 states and our territories as well, because this is not just an Arizona border crisis. This is a 50-state border crisis. And we know that this is the truth because now you're hearing New York and Washington, D.C. whining and crying and complaining.
Yes.
That illegal aliens have ended up in their jurisdiction, and now they're using their services, their welfare, their schools, their hospitals, their public safety. Yep. And that's just not fair. Send them back to Arizona so they can take our stuff. No, it's a 50-state border crisis. You guys asked for it. Let them move in with you.
Yeah, amen. Dr. Kelly Ward, you know, I've had you on before, but you are wound up today, and I love it. You're fired up and optimistic, because we should be, because we're joyful warriors. We're going to turn this around, and people are going to join us from the Democrat side. They are going to join us, like so many people of color did with the walk-away movement that was destroyed by Facebook right after the election. The people are still walking away from the Democrat Party. You know that, and I know that. And we've got to be able to keep our chins up, because they're going to throw everything at the wall before the election and after. And we have to be willing and ready to fight, and we will win. ArizonaProtection.org, is that it?
AZElectionProtection.com. AZElectionProtection.
Okay.
Yep. All and right. That clip you played at the beginning was from a walkaway event, because I am a walkaway.
Yep.
Nobody believed that. I used to be a Democrat when I was 18. I didn't know any better. I grew up in West Virginia. Everybody was a Democrat. Once I listened to Russell Limbaugh, I became a Republican. Carrie Lake used to be a Democrat. She has woken up. She has come over. Donald Trump was a Democrat. Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. So welcome these people with open arms. Give them something to come to, and let's take this country back.
Yeah, by the way, I'm a Rush baby, too. I started writing for him in 1989 right out of college, and now we have his time slot nationally, and we honor it every day. He made a lot of difference in a lot of people's lives and certainly changed yours. Dr. Kelly Ward, you have a great day and a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, Rob. You too.
All right, let's take a break. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show. Well, Dr. Kelly Ward was certainly fired up. She was on fuego. And I really hope Carrie Lake just destroys her opponent in Arizona. Major, major things happening with her and DeSantis being the governor of Florida, giving the country what for, showing people how to run a state. And if Doug Mastriano does that in Pennsylvania and Dan Cox does that in Maryland, that's going to be big. It's going to be real big, real big. So, the Democrat Party's trying to tell you that what's up is down and what's down is up, and what's right is wrong and what's wrong is right, and they've turned the country into a living hell. They've made Democrat-run cities into awful places where people are afraid to live. The border is open. 107,000 people died of drug overdoses. Many of them were murdered by the cartels. Because you see, those fentanyl pills, they are disguised as prescription meds for things like ADHD. Did you know that? Yeah, you know. And there are a lot of kids who, you know, they look for something because they're stressed out, bummed out about everything that they've been through the last couple of years. So they'll go online and say, you know, I want an antidepressant. I can't get a hold of that. Or I want a Xanax. I got to get a hold of a Xanax, and they will go on wherever, and they'll find somebody to sell them a Xanax. And I saw this happen. This happened to a 22-year-old guy a couple weeks ago. His father told the story, and this hits home for me because my son is 22. And he was stressed out and needed a Xanax, got online. Turns out it was a fentanyl. Dad found him in the middle of the night, chin on his chest, dead. Game troller standing on his hand. He was playing video games. So people are mad. They're mad. They're tired. The left and right are mad about this. And one of the things that are so maddening is this idiotic men being able to compete with women in sports. It is an affront. It is an assault. It is a sexuality assault. Not a sexual assault, but a sexuality assault. And Leah Thomas was able to serve this indignity to the country, women in this country, and other athletes who were born women. And one of them is Riley Gaines. She swam for the University of Kentucky, and she was on with Tucker night before last. I was going to share this yesterday, but I want you to hear this. I want you to hear a young woman who spent her whole life in the swimming pool from age like 3, swimming, competing, and then out of nowhere, a failed male swimmer decides to become a girl and stomps all the women who've spent their lives competing into powder.
And so we get to NCAAs.
Where is it?
It was at Georgia Tech.
Yep.
And so we get there, And it's the environment is nothing like I've ever seen before. It was so, like, almost edgy. Like, people Listen. Didn't really know what to say, who to say what to, how to feel. Obviously, I know how I felt, and I knew how my teammates felt. But no one really wanted to talk about it. And so this was on day one. And then that night, we watched Leah Thomas win a national title and blow all the other females completely out of the water.
Wow.
And that next day, we came back, and the mood had shifted to where people were mad. The girls, you know, there were tears.
This is an assault. I'm not afraid to say it. This is an assault on women.
These poor 9th and 17th place finishers who missed out on being named an All-American. There's extreme discomfort in the locker room. There's, you know, kind of these grumbles of...
Is he wandering around the women's locker room?
Yeah. And that's not something, you know, we were forewarned about.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is right in any means.
No, it's not. And your Democrat Party is down with this. And abortion to term, among other things, an open border. You want to vote for this? Well, you just go right ahead and you can go down the drain with them. Because we're taking the country back. We're going to take it back. Bigger than life. And we're going to put out the dreams of the class of 68 forever. Let's take a break, guys. You are listening to The Rob Carson Show.
Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's The Rob Carson Show.
The last hour of the radio program right ahead. If you get a chance to check out the podcast of the show, it's called The Rob Carson Show Podcast. And it's the entire show. Guests like Kelly Ward, we just heard from Arizona a little while ago, and others. A lot of the song parodies that we play on the show. Of course, your calls, my commentary, the whole dang show. Just tighten it up a little bit, and you can get all of the digital platforms. You know, if you're on Apple Podcasts, you leave a 5-star review. That'd be huge. Spotify, we're on there. Pardon me again. Thought the allergies kind of faded for a second, but they're back. They're back with a vengeance. Anyway, just go to NewsmaxTV.com/podcasts if you'd like more on that. Right now, we're still trying to get to the story about whistleblowers saying that the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop before the election in 2020, 3 weeks before, and they sat on it. And this is all true. I mean, you know, it's all true. They had the damn laptop. They had it since 2019. They had one copy of it. They lost that copy. They asked for another copy. They had another copy. Then they never acted on it until Matt Gaetz, back in March, introduced a copy of Hunter Biden's laptop hard drive into the congressional record. They couldn't deny it anymore. So the FBI, DOJ are corrupt as hell. And Merrick Garland says he's going to go after Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you something, sir. You just try that. And you try to put this man behind bars or prevent him from running for president again. And you are going to see pitchforks and torches for miles and miles and miles. And this country will shut it down. I'm not talking about violent insurrection. I'm talking about, screw you, we're not doing it. Maybe we need to do it like they did in the Netherlands. They tried. They tried a truckers' protest around Washington, D.C., and the corrupt swamp actually kept truckers from being able to take exits to go into Washington, D.C. because they're so terrified of us challenging their authority. Unbelievable. You know what we need? You know what I think always kind of helps, you know, if you're in kind of a bad mood, is an old sailor's yarn. You know, you ever listen to an old sailor's yarn? I mean, you can't be unhappy when you have an old sailor's yarn because you're toe-tart stepping, you know, and all that. So my friend Jim Gossett did one about Hunter Biden's laptop. Here it is. Sing along, everybody. Come on. This is good. Oh, my God.
What will we do with a Rocky Hunter? What will we do with a Rocky Hunter? What will we do with a Rocky Hunter? Send him off to prison. Corruption. Hunter is a big crack.
What will we do with a drunken hunter? What will we do with a drunken hunter? Put him in the slammer.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that, I mean, literally, we have the most entrenched bureaucrat, I think, in the history of the country as the president of the United States. He has a mental infirmity, something that would prevent an older person from being able to function on their own, living independently, or for that matter, getting the car keys. Seriously, at 100%, dear God. I mean, honestly, if you don't get that by now, you're just fooling yourself and you're not fooling us. And then you got a profoundly corrupt, more than anybody you could ever imagine, profoundly corrupt family working with an FBI while Donald Trump is the president, an FBI to silence, to shut down, to label as misinformation and disinformation all of the impropriety and corruption of the Biden family just in time for the election. This is the country we live in. I don't want to be I'm not going to live in a country like this. I'm going to stay here, but we're going to change the country. We're not going to fight for the crumbs anymore. Congress just approved $630 billion in spending. Joe Manchin, who lives in West Virginia, represents West Virginia. It's a coal state. Supreme Court just ruled against the Obama administration's restrictions on fossil fuel. And Joe Manchin just decides to wait it out, just kind of wait it out until it's convenient to screw over his constituents and votes for this Green New Energy deal and all of this nonsense. Joe Manchin is one of the board of directors on a $5 trillion company that is corrupt as hell. Oh, but Nancy Pelosi and her husband Paul, they increased their wealth from $100 million. I heard Jesse Waters the other day say is a $300 million in wealth now. They decided to sell their Nvidia stock because, you know, it looked like there might have been some impropriety. I love it when payback comes because we all know what it is. And it looks like it's coming to Facebook. They changed it to Meta, by the way. Meta! Because Facebook is for old people, right? I mean, that's what a lot of young people, they go into TikTok, which, you know, allows the Chinese to take your information and all that, and Instagram and all that stuff. But they had a big conference call the other day, and Mark Zuckerberg, who, by the way, has lost a half of his wealth this year. Oh, isn't it just glorious? I'm just so glad. Oh, my God, this is fantastic. So they do this big meeting the other day on Zoom, and you got a lot of these candy aisle kids working for the company. And Mark Zuckerberg is a candy aisle kid, probably on the spectrum as well. But candy aisle kid, these are kids who they made the candy aisle at grocery stores for because some parents a while back decided they couldn't handle their child throwing a temper tantrum if you said no when you went through the grocery store aisle and they saw a candy bar. And rather than deal with the embarrassment, they just said, I'll give you whatever you want, just be quiet. And then they started doing that on campus. And to the tune of, I don't like conservative speakers. They're racist. Shut them up. Ah! And Zuckerberg kind of brought that to the fore as the head of Facebook and, you know, revolutionary company where you can get online and, see old friends and put your pictures of your feet on a lawn chair on a beach. You know, that kind of stuff. Well, while he was on the the conference call, he got really frustrated because a lot of these candy aisle kids who, he said, I just stay at home, take a little extra vacation time. You know, they got COVID, the whole deal. And you know, we've been giving you free lunch and all these exorbitant salaries and benefits and all that. And you haven't had to come into the office and all that. And as soon as we started to say you got to come back to the office, you immediately rebelled and said, this is bull crap, you know, whatever. And all of that, you know, the same thing kind of going over at Netflix. You had all these angry LGBTQRSTUV people, and they're mad because Dave Chappelle and all this. And finally, Netflix just said, you know, you don't want to work here, go to hell. Go work somewhere else. Well, that's kind of what old Zuckerberg did. Yeah, he had one of the members of his staff said, hey, while we're discussing this and while you're telling us, you know, you've lost half of your value and the stock is tanking and the whole deal. What about my extra vacation days? What about those? We got some extra vacation days because of the pandemic. Is that going to keep going? And he looked a little ticked off. He looked a little mad. Zuckerberg was told there are a bunch of people at his company who shouldn't be here. And he told them, he said, basically, we're going to turn up the heat a little bit. And all I got to say is that, you know, if you don't want to turn up the heat a little bit and work a little bit harder, well, maybe this isn't the place for you. If I'm not mistaken, Elon Musk did the same thing at Tesla. He said the same thing. Now, I bring this up today because yesterday was a big deal for me. Because my son, who just graduated from college, landed his first gig. And it's kind of funny because 34 years ago, I had just graduated. Well, I did an internship in Kansas City. And I never expected to live in Kansas City again. We moved back to Kansas City for a radio job. And my son is exactly where I was 34 years ago. At the same age, 22 years old, summer right after his senior year, doing an internship in Kansas City. My job started January the 1st in radio. My son was offered a job yesterday. Now, my son is a Caucasoid like me. And he was not hired because of his white privilege. In fact, if anything, he was hired despite it. Because, you know, he goes to a major university, graduated from a university with honors. He worked his arse off. And all the way, he was told he was privileged, I'm sure. And yesterday, he landed a pretty big gig. You know, paying better than the average prevailing wage. You know, benefits and the whole deal. And I'm telling you this because, despite Candy Owl Kids and Gen Z, which is what we have now, and my son doesn't agree with me on politics, certainly, because he went to university, and, you know, he thinks, you know, whatever, you're Republican, whatever, you know. But one thing I did tell him from the get-go, if you fail in school, you cannot fail in school. I said, you cannot fail in school. You will not fail in school. And then I would tell him and my daughter, if they'd fall down, scrape their knee or something, they'd come to me crying, I'd say, rub it off. Just rub it out. Rub it out. Sorry, that's what Joe Biden told Hunter Biden. Rub it off. Rub it out. I'd say rub it out. Get up, brush yourself off, and rub it off. My son started working at 13 years old. I might have been 12. Started working at a garden center. So he wanted to work. He wanted to earn some money. He wanted to get out. And he has had about six jobs by 22. He's worked at AMC Theater. He's worked at Target. He's worked at Walmart. He's worked at a nursing home. He has done he was a tutor at school. And he has been able to chart his own course. And you can still do it. I don't care if you're black, white, purple, whatever. You can do it. Don't let anybody say you can't. Because if they do and that permeates you, it's all on you. You got to say no. You got to rub it out. And so I couldn't be prouder than I was yesterday. I've been proud of my kids every day of their lives, and I've relished every second of their lives. I used to tell them, even when you're crabby, I love you, man. You can do whatever you want. It's not going to stop me from loving you. Of course, I said that tongue-in-cheek. And I always said, you got to be excellent in school. And if you get hurt or knocked down, rub it out, pick yourself up. So I just want to congratulate my son. A lot of kids, they graduate from college, and in a way they are. They're rudderless, unlike Leah Thomas. He's not, and he landed, and I'm proud of him. All right, let's take a break. By the way, and if you are a Candy Owl kid and you're working in a major company, your days are numbered. If you got everything you wanted when you got into your job, and your job, like Mark Zuckerberg's, is losing money, you're not entitled to that job. You in no way, shape, or form are entitled to that job. And you really find this out when companies hit hard times. You are every bit as expendable as everybody else. And if you're not pulling your weight, you're going to be done. No matter how many times somebody in your life has said, you're the brightest and you're the best and you get a trophy for participation. You better chart a different course. That's all I got to say. Let's take a break. My friends, you are listening to The Rob Carson Show.
Ain't freedom of expression great? To follow Rob Carson on social media, go to Truth Social Getter, Facebook, and Twitter at Rob Carson Show.
It is the Rob Carson Show. Pardon me. I'm trying to get through this morning, muddle through with, guess what's an allergy? It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it's been a rough spring. I don't know. It's certainly climate change. Either that, and the only thing I can do, honestly, I think, to fix it is to probably change my gender. That's what I think, because, it's a solution. It's a solution. And spend more government money. Just all those three things, because I have severe allergies today because of climate change, probably need to change my gender, and the government needs to spend more money. There you go. So a lot of stuff going on in the country. One of the things is the assault on our southern border. Almost sounded like I was from New York there. I'm from Iowa. Ted Cruz decided to go to the southern border, and this is another indignity that we're suffering. The president of the United States is literally committing a treasonous act by allowing an unstemmed invasion of our southern border. And by the way, they're probably much better armed than the supposed incursion that happened on January the 6th, because there are a lot of people who are involved in drug cartels who are sex trafficking children. I mean, honestly, if you're down with that, I mean, if you're fine with that and you're willing to look the other way, I mean, listen, libs are willing to look the other way on anything. Oh, baby being aborted at 8 months? Well, I didn't see it, so it's like it didn't even happen. Black people killing each other in inner cities, it's not happening, and those black lives don't matter. And now we know that on the southern border there are children being trafficked, and young boys, they are indentured servants to drug cartels, and they're going to be mules, and they're going to be drug dealers. Or gang members, and little girls are going to be sold into sex trafficking. Now, where I live, and I've noticed this in the Midwest, in the Missouri area, maybe the same way in your where you live, you'll see these strip malls. And a little strip mall, and then down here will be a whatever restaurant, and down here will be a liquor store, and then right in the middle of it, there's an Asian spa. Not an Asian spa. What the hell is that, an Asian spa? I want to go in there. An Asian spa. What's that Asian spa for? And the interesting thing is, it's not women going in to get hot stone massages. Generally, when you go in there, I don't go in there. I've never been. Thank you very much. But there's a liquor store that I go buy my wife's boxed wine at, by the way. She loves the Franzia. And there's this Asian spa right next door. And the guys in the liquor store, they say, oh, yeah, that place. Well, it's, you go there for, it's like an Al Gore kind of massage parlor. And they the lights are down, and you just see men going in there, and they usually kind of put their hat down so you can't see their face when they go in there. And law enforcement looks the other direction, and they're everywhere. There's a real good chance that there are some sex slaves working in there. I don't know why our government does anything about these things. Maybe there's some graft and corruption and payoffs, but it's sickening. It's sickening, and we can't live in this country. We can't let this country, or at least this direction of this country, stay this course. This is Ted Cruz. He went to the border last week. Here is some of the sound of what he saw.
These children come in debt to vicious cartels, thousands and thousands of dollars. And the teenage boys work for the gangs in every city in America. And the teenage girls experience a hell worse than that, with far too many of them human trafficked into sex slavery.
But if you can't see it, Democrats, it must not exist. It's like it took Kamala Harris telling you she was wearing a blue suit for you to see it.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are responsible for the worst plague of slavery in America since the Civil War.
Yeah.
This is not compassionate. This is not humane. This is barbaric.
Now, you in, Martha's Vineyard, not saying I have any listeners there. How'd you feel if you went out in your yard this morning and found the rotting corpse of an illegal alien? That's happening all over the southern border. not only do you have people who are landowners, proud landowners and Americans, having drug dealers traipse across their land, but finding bodies of parents and children on their land. We got to write this course. And Alejandro Mayorkas and our border czar and Joe Biden all need to be impeached following November because of this affront to our sovereignty and this crime against humanity. 100%. All right? Indict, impeach, remove, incarcerate. Repeat. Indict, impeach, remove, incarcerate, repeat. It's a little more complicated than lather, rinse, repeat, but it's something we're going to have to do. And it's going to happen. It will happen. All right, we're going to take a break. On the way, did you realize that the leaker of the Roe v. Wade decision may have done the opposite of what was intended and may have caused the Supreme Court to get rid of Roe v. Wade? I'll give you all the details on the other side of this. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show. So, in case you weren't listening to the beginning of the show, we have had two quarters of negative growth. That generally signals a recession. In fact, it is a recession. We're in a recession, despite the academics and bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. saying there's no recession. You know, we're not stupid, okay? And by the way, when two quarters of negative growth happen, and I'm not an economist, but by that time, you're not witnessing the beginning of recession. You are in the middle of it. You're in the middle of it. And then to add insult to injury, knowing that you aren't living, even making it to your paycheck. It used to be paycheck to paycheck, but massive government spending and the devaluation of our dollar. We know that right now we're in this predicament because of that. And Congress is going to pass a $739 billion spending package. Most of it for this nonsense. And the supposedly, I guess, down with the people struggle, Joe Manchin, he just kept it under wraps. He's like, listen, I know I'm going with you on this whole filibuster thing, and I'm not going to do that, so let's just wait until things die down a little bit. Then we'll really, really send some money to our cronies. $739 billion of your money. Right now in Washington, D.C., we have a board of directors of a $5-plus trillion company. Any service they provide is generally kind of piss poor. Don't really create a product, per se. But they take your money and they steer it to all of their friends and all of their cohorts, and they send it to Ukraine, and we don't know where that money's going. The Ukrainian leader has the time in the middle of a existential war to do a Vogue shoot with Annie Leibovitz. And then when we said, hey, where's the money going? Last night I heard it. He was like, how dare you ask me where your $50 billion is going? My God, we're in a war. $739 billion. Washington, D.C. has been doing this a long time. I remember when Barack Obama was president and was still writing for Rush. And I remember Barack Obama was in office and the nation was in the middle of an economic downturn. And Republicans were threatening to shut down the government, which would be a great thing, by the way, shut it down. And Barack Obama, they had thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of signs already in the ready showing that monuments and parks would close down because of the shutdown. They were ready to go. It was used as a political tool. And Washington, D.C., while you were suffering then, kept on spending, living high on the hog. They've never got a pay decrease. They've never gotten to, they've got all these allowances for expenditures and all that, and they rarely pay for a meal, and they ride in limousine in these big old Yukons, these GMC Yukons, and the big old SUVs, and they want you to ride in a crappy electric car, and they want you to live in a smaller house and use poison light bulbs, and Barack Obama, he leaves the White House and buys two mansions, one in Martha's Vineyard and one in Hawaii, both in almost exclusively white neighborhoods. I mean, literally to the point, like 99.3% white neighborhoods, you know. Houses worth, could you, I've never been in a house that cost $10 million. Have you? Maybe if you see clean houses, maybe you're a landscaper, or you do a home improvement project, you know, for a professional athlete. I've never been in a private jet, and I certainly have never been in a $10 million house, let alone be a public service and have two of them. It's amazing. And here they, I got to tell you, the audacity after everything, including on the day that it's official, we're in recession, you're having to cut everything, you're having to turn your thermostat up, you are suffering immeasurably the worst inflation we've had in 40 years, you're going to the grocery store, and you're trying to figure out, you know, everything good is kind of off the list. If you wanted salmon, you ain't going to be having salmon. If you want it, hamburger is expensive right now. It's almost impossible to buy hamburger and to fill up your car. My car used to cost $34 to fill when Donald Trump was the president. It was $1.87 in where I live. And the last time I filled up was $94. And I can afford that now. I'm very blessed. I can afford it. Does it put a crimp in everything else? Oh, yeah. Do we have to cut back on everything? Oh, hell yeah. I mean, the thermostat's on 75. I talked my wife into 75. She had it on 78. But my computer shuts down when it's 78. And these sons of bees, these filthy, rotten, crooked, evil sons of bees in Washington, D.C., they, on top of all of the other indignities they've suffered upon you, as you call your SIG other and you say, honey, can I fill the car with gas this week, or you just put $20 into payday? And she says, or he says, or it says, or whatever the hell it is. Whoever it is, I don't want to confuse anybody or, you know, upset anybody. And they say, you know, you better put $20 in. I know it's only going to give you 5 gallons if you're lucky, but that's all we can afford right now because we got to eat. And Washington, D.C. announces proudly they're going to take $739 billion of your money and spend it on SH you don't even need and the country doesn't need, and it's only going to cause things to get worse. I swear to God in heaven. It's like they're fomenting some sort of, it's like they're picking a fight, right? Isn't it? Isn't it, though? Is it a fight? Is that a fight? I mentioned it the other day. Are they trying to pick a fight? Because it sounds like they are. It really sounds like they're trying to pick a fight with us. It's like they want to do something. They want to scramble. Well, you know what? Here's the deal. We're not going to fight offensively. We'll fight defensively. We're going to go to the box office. We're going to go to the ballot box this fall, and we're going to watch draft boxes, and we're going to hold people accountable. We're going to video people. We're going to get in their faces. We're going to ask you, why the hell are you here? We're going to follow you. If you unload a ballot box, we're going to follow you to where it's supposed to go. And if you come and you drop more ballots in a box, we're going to videotape you, and we're going to turn you in. And then when Republicans are in charge again, heads are going to roll. Heads are going to roll. Indict, impeach, remove, incarcerate. Indict, impeach, remove, incarcerate. Repeat. 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 We have never been in this. As long as I've been alive, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I've always seen the arrogance of power in Washington, D.C. I lived in Washington, D.C. for a dozen years. I remember my 40th birthday. We went out to dinner with listeners, and I shared my 40th birthday with people. It was only 2 years ago. And we got to go to a fancy place. We got to go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Crystal City, right above Reagan National. And we're sitting there, and we're, I mean, because somebody else is paying for it. And my listeners and I, oh, man, we ordered the, You know, you get yourself a steak. It was no, we just get what you want. There was no plan menu. We just took care of it. The station did. And the advertisers. And we were living high on the hog, man. It was wonderful. And all of a sudden, we hear a hush fall over the crowd. And we're like, what the hell's going on here? They must know Rob Carson is here. And everybody, and then the crowd starts to part. And I'm like, what? It was somebody, a celebrity's here or something. It was Tom Daschle. He was a Democrat senator, Tom Daschle, and his entourage. And they arrived, and he's a public servant. But, man, he got limoed there in a stream of SUVs and got taken up to his glorious corner table with his entourage. And he, I'm sure, had a hell of a meal, probably carte blanche. Anything you want paid for, probably by some lobbyist. That's when I realized that we are the proletariat. We are the ones fighting for the crumbs. We are the ones outside of the castle gates. We are the ones who are taking furniture and stacking the middle of the street and solidifying our positions. I'm not talking about violently. No. Don't get me wrong. No. But there's not a lot you can do when the people say, we're not doing this anymore. We're not going to work. We're not going to truck. We're not going to ship. We're not going to do it. One thing we're going to do is we're going to go to the ballot box. We're going to make sure this election is fair, and we're going to fire your asses. $739 billion on top of all the other indignities that they've suffered on you and me. And then today, they have the audacity to tell us that what you're experiencing is false. Everything is great. Everything is great. Everything is coming up rosy. We are not in a recession. You're wrong. Our job market is strong. More people are working out of retirement in their second and third jobs than they have in years. Forget the fact that chicken breast isn't $1.88. It's $4 or $5 now. You're just imagining that stuff. You are just imagining that stuff. I tell you guys. All right. So thank you for letting me, expand on that. I'm frustrated as you are. I'm really, really frustrated. You know, I went on a vacation. I know you've heard the story before, but if you haven't, I went on a vacation, and there are a couple things that have happened in my life, and I believe that some things happen. If not for a reason, then certainly fortuitously. And I've been looking for a reason. Why did I have to sell cars and not do what I love for 3 years? Why did I have to go out in freezing cold and sell cars, even though the neuropathy in my feet made me want to cut my feet off? It hurt so bad trying to walk. That's gotten better, by the way. But I'd go out there and I'd drive in and I'd hope to sell a car. Maybe I'd just get a Mini, which is called $100. You get $100 for selling a car. The dealership doesn't really make any money because you got to sell the car because, you know, demand is high. And at that time, the inventory was high. And so people could just say, hey, I'll give you this. And you had to take it or leave it. And frequently the dealership would say, we'll just take it. And you'd get a Mini, you get $100. And that's your day salary. You get $100 and go home, and you're thankful with that. There are days you could make more. But I had to do that. And I've never been rich. I've never been in a $20 million house. But I've always kind of looked for a reason. Why did I have to go through this? Because I'm not... I've never been an egotist in broadcasting. Some may disagree, but honestly, I feel like I've had the ego and attitude beaten out of me. But I went through that in my life, and now I know it got me closer to where I'm from. Growing up on a farm, my dad retiring and living 7 years. I think when he finished, he was making $35,000 after 40 years at a business. And we had a shop at the half-price store and all that. And it brought me closer to that. I think it brought me closer to that. And then my vacation, when we had to drive 18 hours, and when we got detoured into the rural, the back roads of Arkansas and Mississippi and Missouri, and we got to see places where the only store there is a Dollar General, and people either have their car that they can drive home, that everything's taped on, the headlights gone and all that, or they're carrying the bags a couple miles to their trailer. And Washington, D.C. didn't think of any of you when they decided that $739 billion of your money was what they needed to spend on nonsense. It's just amazing. It's remarkable. Not meaning to bring you down, just wanted to be real. Let's take a break. You're listening to The Rob Carson Show.
In the 60s, we had LBJ. Now we have FJB. It's The Rob Carson Show.
Here's a bit of good news, all right? You ready for this? So an Arizona mother of six lost her hair permanently after doses of radiation. Had a full head of hair. It fell out. She was first diagnosed with a tumor in her pituitary gland back in 2003. And then it returned in 2006. And then 2017, after 3 months of radiation, all of her hair fell out. The doctor said, what am I going to do about this? He says, well, it's not going to be coming back. That's going to be hard for me to get through. Sorry. Her son's 27 years old. His name's Matt. Matt goes to Brigham Young University, and they have a strict grooming code for men and women, meaning that his plan to grow out his hair as a gift to his mother wasn't in the cards. However, the shutdown of 2020 meant that Matt would attend classes remotely, and he could begin letting his hair grow out. 2 years later, his hair was 12 inches long, the minimum for the length of a wig. And he grew that wig for his mother. And his mother wears that wig now. And Matt said, when asked why he'd do this for his mother, he said, it's a no-brainer. She gave me hair in the first place. That's some good news. Yeah. So Dick Morris is a friend of the show, and I'm going to tell you, I've known a lot of pundits, and the thing about punditry, and I wouldn't consider myself to be a pundit, because that says boring to me. I don't know. I'm a talk show host. I use research, life experience, and common sense. And Dick Morris is one of the people I'm like, you know, wow. He's right about so much. James Carville, he's wrong all the time. Dick Morris has a unique perspective, and it comes from the middle. I mean, honestly, he leans conservative, but it comes from middle. He's able to objectively look at both sides of the argument, and he says, in his new book, The Return, Trump's coming back. He's coming back in a big way, and he faces three threats. But Biden cannot be reelected. Newsmax, the company I work for, says that you got to read this book. I just started it. So if you want to check this out, I think you're going to be blown away. And you can get Dick Morris's The Return with the plan that Donald Trump has in the works, and he does, and it's got people freaking out on the left. He's going to wholesale fire about 50,000 federal employees. That's what the Politico wrote about, a gigantic article the other day. They're terrified. So if you want the copy of this book, I want you to do this today, okay? You're going to save yourself about $28. You just go to thereturn911.com. Okay, it's going to take you to where the glorious Newsmax newsletter is. We also have a magazine, by the way, and I write for the newsletter. Just go to thereturn911.com, thereturn911.com. Get signed up. You're going to get the book. All right? Dick Morris says Donald Trump is going to win. Dick Morris says Donald Trump is going to win and win big. And if you want to find out about this, get this Amazon number one book, bestseller, Dick Morris's The Return. Again, return911.com. That's return911.com. Let's come back, wrap things up in just a second on The Rob Carson Show. So Brian, one of my producers, he said that that kid who went to BYU, who grew his hair out for his mother's wig, He said, meanwhile, at the University of Pennsylvania, Leah Thomas grew her hair out to be compete with the women and beat the crap out of them. Normally the only way on BYU, I guess, to grow your hair that long as a guy would be to change genders. I don't know, whatever, anyway. If you get the chance today, you might call your congressman and say, take your new $700 billion spending package and shove it. No. Joe Manchin, whoever the hell you are, no. We said no. We're suffering. You cannot dish out more of our money to your cronies, to your insiders. You cannot take another $700+ billion of our money after you've already spent trillions of dollars and wrecked our economy and impoverished many of us, and we're not going to let you do this crap anymore. That's the first thing we need to do, okay? If you get the chance to, check out the podcast today. If you also would, share it with other people. And also go to my social media today. I'm on Getter and Truth Social. And I got a new video up there featuring the new song parody with Jim Gossett about Kamala Harris pronouns in her blue suit. You're going to love it. Rob Carter's show at Getter and Truth Social and everywhere you can find me on social media. God bless you. God bless our country. Keep it free. And until tomorrow, do not catch the stupid. I'll see you then.